Lewis was pinned down and fighting alone. Finally, he lost his composure.
Will you yellow-bellied sons of bitches fire your weapons? God damn it!
Of course, the locals weren't cowardly, not at all. Things like this just didn't happen in their town. But Lewis's call did get their attention, which was all he wanted.
Call me a yellow-bellied son of a bitch, will ya?
Before anybody could stop him, George Mahaffery charged from the building and onto the sidewalk. Kneeling down, he cocked the dragoon and squeezed the trigger. The mayor's slug traveled clear through the well and into a hardware store, where it hit the ammunition case and set off several boxes of shotgun shells.
Oh, shit! We're surrounded! Get Paul, Slim, Tustin, take the rear!
The outlaws in the bank began shooting in all directions. George raised to his knees and let bang another round from the dragoon.
What the hell are they shooting at us?
Don't matter, vault's set to blow! You heard him? Everybody, clear out! Everybody clear? It don't matter. We out of town. You blow it, Red!
The force of the giant powder exploding sent half the roof flying off and blew one wall completely down. George Mahaffery ended up in Sheriff Poley's lap. The chief of police found himself sitting on a spittoon. No one really knew how they'd gotten their present positions.
Whoa! Hey, I've got money in that bank!
Well, hell, so do I!
Let's get the bastards!
They all finally opened up.
They just built a bank building, John!
Place needed renovating anyway.
You'll do, John. You'll do.
Smoke saw horses running towards him and jerked up his Henry, easing back the hammer. He recognized Glenn Moore from Dead River. There was no way in hell that man would ever hurt Sally again. Moore grabbed his chest, but he managed to stay in the saddle. He galloped on down the street, turning into a side street. Out of the corner of his eye, Smoke saw Brute Pittman cut in behind the house, galloping across the neatly tended lawn.
Coming up your way, Sally!
Suddenly, the lawn was filled with human scum. The peer flew off his horse, John Reynolds' buckshot tearing into his chest.
Goddamn heathen! Come on, you sonny scum!
Smoke dropped the Henry and jerked out his six guns. Smoke dropped to one knee as splinters flew from the porch. He leveled his .44s at Tustin, the so-called minister. Tustin's preaching days were over. The remaining outlaws thought twice about attacking the family of the most feared gunfighter in all the West.
We've beaten them back!
You stay in the house and keep a sharp lookout, John.
Sally! You all right?
I'm fine, honey. Martha and I got led in some big, ugly man. Didn't kill him, though.
Brute Pittman.
Smoke knew his plan to ride into town had to wait now. He couldn't leave this house until Brute was dead and Rex and the others were accounted for. Smoke stepped off the porch and began a careful circling of the house and grounds.